While staying in the US, American forces celebrated 250 years in Washington yesterday, coinciding with Donald Trump's 79th birthday. 6,000 troops, tanks and helicopters put on a display of power. But as that happened, a huge manhunt was unfolding in the state of Minnesota for a man who shot a Democratic politician and her husband in what's described as a targeted attack. Well, Eric Hamm from CTV News joins us now from the United States. Eric, two politically motivated shootings in Minnesota. Bring us through what happened.
Yeah, that's right. And it's another scary scene. And it's something that I think has gone dormant, but still is very much a reality in our politics here in the United States. You've had these two killings, but then there were also two other a state senator that was attacked. And so these are actually being identified as targeted political assassinations by a law enforcement in the state.
And why are they viewed as being politically motivated, targeted attacks then?
Well, they're because of the nature of the killings and because how they were carried out, and also because of who the individuals themselves were. And we have to remember, this is not the first time this has happened in recent times. We know that even Donald Trump himself was a target of political violence at least twice in the run-up to the presidential election. We also know that the husband of the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, her husband was violently attacked. And of course, many believe that if she were there, she also would have been a victim to that attack. And so we are seeing this happen across the country in the United States. And of course, it also coincides with many of the protests and demonstrations that we saw take place yesterday in this country. And so we're seeing the political violence. We're seeing it through the demonstrations, of course, that are taking place in Los Angeles. And I just think it speaks to the growing polarization in this country, where you are having the lines drawn between Democrats and Republicans. And now those differences, that ideology in terms of where people stand, is no longer about ideology. It's more about actually the violence and carrying that out to actually achieve your objective.
Well, tell us about Melissa Hortman.
Well, she was a state lawmaker, a Democrat. And of course, there is the theory that this was done to reshape the balance of power in the state politics there, to actually give Republicans more leverage, more control. And there is this growing sense of concern that what we are seeing play out is this is now how people are expressing not only their politics, but they're willing to use violence to actually achieve their aim and objective, which is shaping the balance of power and actually using violence if necessary to do so.
Also, you had the military parade in Washington. There were protests throughout America to counter that parade. Some trouble in LA, but they were largely peaceful.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, here in the Washington area, we saw a large contingent of people who were protesting just a few miles away from where that parade actually took place. Still largely peaceful, but of course, people making clear that they were unhappy with the president. They were unhappy with this idea of the president as a monarch or as a king. And while the protests were, again, they were largely peaceful, they were still very intentional, and also in the intensity in which the people were protesting and the number shows that there is a growing frustration, at least, with this administration and with some of their, what they believed or they see as overreach by this administration as well.
Eric Hamm, thank you. We'll be back after the break with rent caps.